Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that
troubles.
They never catch up again.
I've seen fire and rain. I got troubles on my mind. I don't, but I know some people do. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. She has no trouble in her life. She has a perfect life, a wonderful life.
Yes, exactly.
The life of a female Riley, if you get my drift. Kenny Kessler is here as well. We're all in Southern California where the wind is blowing and the temperature is about 50 degrees.
Colder than that where I am, 36.
Is it? Well, but is this in the alternative world where east of the Mississippi, it's cold, rainy, snowy, tornadoes to the south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, it's not bad.
Crazy weather. Yeah, so this is okay.
Yeah,
but the weather, is it global warming? People say, I hear people scoffing at the idea of global warming. Look at how cold it is. But global, the idea of global warming isn't that it's hot, although it may be enormously warmer. But the temperature variations and the climate changing itself is all what global warming is all about, in case you're not familiar with the concept. Hello, ding, 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 ding. So, yes, Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here at your service, along Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes. Tell us about his story to Switzerland, how wonderful it is there, how healthy the people are there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, bad boys are still behaving badly. Number one bad boy is this clown, Ethan Couch.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture of this crumb, and he looks like somebody that you just would want, and I'm Mr. Peace and Love, but man, do you want
one
to smack
one of those guys? You
guy.
Want to smack him? I know.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, some people
me.
Have that look.
Yeah. So anyway, the story. If you don't know, he and his mother went to Mexico just for a little drive,
right?
A little time off
to jump bail, jump probation.
So how stupid is this? This kid would never have to worry about anything. So he's got an ankle bracelet on, and he's on probation. He killed four people, folks. He killed four people. It's like in cold blood. Like he shot him. He ran him over. And all he did was get probation because the judge said he was affected by affluenza, which means he has too much money. And that got in the way of his judgment or parents' judgment or whatever it is. And you can see how great their parent,
well,
their parent judgment is because they took the kid to Mexico.
If you're trying to, okay, your kid gets in trouble and you want him to actually learn a lesson so he can be a functional member of society in his adult years. And here's this yahoo of a mother grabbing the kid and taking him to Mexico. What kind of lesson are you teaching? I mean, these parents, they should go to jail right alongside him.
Yeah, it's all about privilege and disrespect that people have. I know plenty of people who have lots of money who live life not any differently than you or me. It just happens that they have a few more zeros next to their bank account. They don't live differently. Some people do. Some people are affected by having a lot of money. But some people are not. It is too general a notion to have criticism aimed at people just because they have money. But in this circumstance, the money allows them to act in what would be considered an abnormal kind of foolish way. There's one boy behaving badly. Another boy that's behaved badly is not going to face the music. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor in Cleveland says that it's indisputable that Tamir Rice was drawing a pistol from his waistband when he was gunned down. You've probably all seen on the internet in various circumstances, Facebook, Twitter, other social media, pictures of this gun. How many of you think the gun looks like a real gun? I looked at it quickly and thought, yeah, I can understand how you might think that that was a gun. But I also think under the circumstances, and maybe this applies to all of these things, the woman that was shot in Chicago, the latest thing, and now, Rahm Emanuel, had to come back early from his vacation in Cuba because the police shot a 19-year-old student and a 55-year-old mother of four over the weekend. The continuing, ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust to the police department. I wonder how popular that show is. Chicago, this Dick Wolf is producing Chicago Police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Fire and Chicago Med, right? There's three shows now coming out of Dufo. It's the same as Law and Order. in a manner of speaking, are the same kind of idea, but is being produced about what's going on in Chicago. And I find the PD show to be an interesting. The stars are kind of interesting. I don't watch.
I like the stars of Chicago Fire myself.
You do. Well, one of them is Lady Gaga's boyfriend, right, or fiance. Mm-hmm. The other one is from the old, what's his face, the TV show. The TV show. The doctor who.
Doogie Howser.
No.
Bombay.
No. No.
Scholes.
No.
Pepper.
You missed the only one, probably.
Jack.
The guy's name began with an H. Where's Jack? Dr. Jack Stockwell. Who's the doctor that was on for 8 years, played by...
House.
Yes, thank you, Kara. Yes, Dr. House.
No, the English fellow.
Yes, right. Was he the English or Australian? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But he handled it well. Yeah,
foreigner.
Dr. House. I didn't watch House that much either, but it was a pretty good show what I did see. But the kid who's on Chicago Fire was one of his doctors on House. You following my trail here?
I like to play the game my way. Dr. Pepper and Dr. Scholes.
I like Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Bombay was a good pull.
Bim Bombay.
Doctor Who.
Speaking of Doctor Who, Dr. Jack is going to join us in a moment with an update on his trip to the lovely mountains of Switzerland, plus some of the things going on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus a look at the gout. You better look out for the gout. It's 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. One, two, three. And by the time you get to three, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
One, two, three.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why three chances? Does your boss give you three chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like as a parent counting to three? It's just downright embarrassing.
One, two, five. Lisa, three.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to three, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever
and scary. I, Dracula.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
W. Clement Stone went from paperboy to head up a billion-dollar company. Here are three things he learned selling papers.
First, inspiration to action. His savings were tied up in newspapers, worth nothing at the end of the day, so he had to sell them.
Have a deadline to keep you pushing.
Second, know-how. He learned diner patrons would buy papers to read while they ate, but the owner kept kicking him out. Stone learned how to sneak back in.
Learn through trial and error.
Third, activity knowledge. He saw other paper boys succeed by shouting out headlines. He quickly copied their technique.
Learn from others. It's the fastest way to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made the playoffs in each of his 19 seasons. He's the NBA's second all-time leading scorer and known as a gentleman off the court.
And Malone gets it to Stockton. It's a 3-on-1 break, and Karl Malone over Kareem for the basket.
So, where's Karl Malone now? Karl has ample business interests to go with his big heart. He sent heavy equipment to Mississippi to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina, working 12-hour days himself. Karl endowed a weight room at his alma mater, Louisiana Tech, and he shared some of his strong political views on Fox News.
These are congressmen and senators doing this.
Well, first of all, Congress and the senator need to be slapped around for saying it.
Send the mailman to Washington, and he might just deliver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny I think Kara should be more a participant in this program. Don't you think so, Jennifer?
Let's bring Kara on for more.
Kara, feel free to comment when you are either vexed or when you have something pithy and important to say. You can just, if you don't agree with Jennifer, let's have a fight. Let's have an argument. Yeah.
And if you don't agree with Dougie, we can also have a fight.
No,
I was
going
to say, only Jennifer?
Yeah.
Come on. Sexist.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, having returned a day or two ago from a 10-day trip to Switzerland. What did you observe about the medical? You're somebody that is always observing. You and your wife, Mary, are medical scientists and experts. So what did you observe about the medical habits, living circumstances, what people eat, what they drink, that sort of thing while you were over there?
Well, they walk. They walk and they walk. They walk to the grocery store. They walk to the post office. They walk to work. They have an incredible transportation system, and so the buses are right on the second, and all of a sudden, out of buildings, from around the corners, people are walking, and they fill up the buses, and they get off, and then they walk everywhere else they're going to go. Just everywhere you turn, there are people of normal weight, normal stature. I mean, you hardly saw anybody whatsoever that had even 20 extra pounds on them because they're walking and walking and walking. And Sundays, I found out talking to one of the concierge there that Sundays is their outdoor day. Almost everything's closed. Almost everything's closed on Sundays in Switzerland.
Really?
And so people are out hiking. I mean, when we went up to the Matterhorn, not everybody went there to ski. I mean, there are people hiking these mountain routes because there's no snow. Mm-hmm.
Same thing going on over there is going on here in terms of the weather.
Well,
it was quite warm, wasn't it, while you were there?
Yes, it was. It was surprisingly, well, you still had to have a coat and a hat, but it wasn't the normal low temperatures. It was warm. A lot of the Alps, only in the highest levels of the Alps did you find snow, and all the ski resorts had manufactured snow in order for the ski resorts to be open at all. So they, the precipitation they haven't been getting, of course, the British Isles have been getting with all the flooding they have. So their weather patterns are just as disturbed as ours are over here.
It's an interesting comparative. I found the difference between Zurich and Geneva, as far as big cities are concerned, to be dramatic. I think Geneva is a much more livable place. Zurich is a big, not industrial, but big business city, and it's quite a bit bigger. But the two cities that are most well known are Zurich and Geneva. And I love taking the train from one to the other. But taking the train through the countryside there is magnificent. It just is a great experience. It's great for giving you a perspective on things, but it's also quieting and healthy for you experientially, the personal side of it. What did you observe, though? You talk about what people eat. You were saying that lots of people smoke over there.
Oh, there's everybody. Everywhere you turn, people are lighting up cigarettes. Even the young people.
More the young people, I think.
Yeah, a lot of teenagers. You know, the drinking age for beer and wine is 16, but I didn't see much of that going on in restaurants. But I did see an awful lot of kids smoking. And in the shopping areas, the central areas of Lugano, the central areas of Lucerne, Lausanne, some of the other places that we went to where people just crowd in like crazy because there's kiosks everywhere. Everybody's lighting up cigarettes. Everybody's drinking Vin Chaud, you know, the hot wine.
Yeah.
And eating pastries, and they're thin. So I started asking a couple. They walk. They just walk everywhere, and they don't eat processed foods.
No. All right, so there's a big difference there under the circumstances. You put two and two together, you still come up with four. It's distracting how much smoking does still go on in parts of Europe, like in Asia. Maybe we're ahead of them there, but we still don't live as long as they do because, as Jack is suggesting with his comment, it's all processed foods. Look at all the processed foods we eat here versus getting at the source there. They have a big locavore movement. They still have a big family farm circumstance in Switzerland. So a lot of them are growing their own food, or they're getting close access to the sources of food, which we still haven't quite figured out how to do well
anywhere. Anywhere there was an open piece of ground, There was farming going on. When we flew over the mountains from Lugano up to Zurich, even up on the highest levels below the snow line, you could see these extensive farmlands that were up there. You can't see them from the valley. And I'm talking 2,000-3,000 feet up above.
Yeah.
And all of these back and forth roads that go up to the top and extensive farming that goes on the top of these mountains.
All right, so you do the Forbidden Doctor podcast, and I'm guessing that you and Mary will do a podcast on your trip to Switzerland and the observations that you've made there. Those of you who don't know, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, look at the podcast information that's there. They've been doing this for about a year now. Hundreds of thousands of people download the podcast every week, so it stands to reason, at least in my mind, you do something about your observations of people and their health in Switzerland, yes?
Yes, and the podcast that just came out, Three New Year Resolutions, or the next one I think is coming out, Three New Year Resolutions that will make your 2016 the healthiest year ever. Just three little changes in what you do food-wise that can make 2016 the healthiest year yet.
Download them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also there you can find the enzymes, these enzymes, that long-life enzymes that I was going to say Kara, that Mary and Jack have produced, also have rave reviews, and you can read about that and also order them. I have them. I use them, take four of them every day. The people that I know and love take four of them every day. That, I think, is what you recommend, right, in order to deal with the problems that arise in our bodies. And so enzymes, as you have discovered in your research, Jack, are the key to a long life. Having the right enzymes.
Especially the food choices that we make here in America does not really signal or trigger inside the body the production of the right kind of enzymes to handle that kind of food load that we give it.
Yeah.
So that's why we produce this product, to make sure your food's properly digested and absorbed.
Well, you say that all of our health comes from the gut, everything, our immune system. So if you have a healthy gut, and your gut includes your stomach and your intestines, right? And that's what basically the gut is?
Yes.
So if you got all the right bacteria in there, and that's what this sort of supports. So again, for your own health and well-being, Jack has done this and done a great job with it, and people are reacting extraordinarily well. There are all kinds of comments about the enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can order them there as well. Put in the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for a 10% discount. Thanks to Jack and his relationship here, who has to help out the people that are listening, so that you all live happily ever after.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.